Was Stefan Stearns grooming online? Or was he really collecting pocket Pokemons? Hello, my friends, and welcome back to JS for Justice. My name is Jay, and I am your host. Welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, please consider subscribing. And all of you, please give this video a like. In today's video, we're going to be getting into some creepy things that I found online about Stefan Stearns. I don't know what it is about that name. Let's get into it. Again, thank you for joining. Let's get into this weirdness. We're going to start out with some Reddit posts. He posts a lot about these Pokemon, Pikachu, pocket, pet thingies. So we're just going to scroll through a few of his posts. And I can't figure out for the life of me if this guy is grooming by doing this or if he's honestly interested in these items. So these are pictures he has posted. And then here is one of his posts. Indubitably, although I do have a green Pix, green smart, and green on, is there a bit of pattern forming here? But I stuck my green smart in my drawer to run my One Piece edition smart instead. Laughing face. If I ever find a deal on a turquoise Wonder Garden that isn't like 250 plus, my immortal soul, I might go for it. But now my stepdaughter is telling me I need to get her a purple magic on. And like, I literally got you the purple anniversary smart. And she has a purple Pix. LOL. Please send help. Then he goes on to post things he got in the mail, these video game things. Fired up my smart after letting it sit for almost 6 months or so. And now I'm addicted again. Also visited JYW and pre-ordered the One Piece smart set for myself. And then the anniversary party smart set for my stepdaughter, along with screen protectors. My wallet is screaming. Send help. My uncle has bought me the Tamagotchi Smart Anniversary Party set for Christmas today. It's going to be my first ever smart. And it's going to be hard to wait. But I'm excited. Everyone showing theirs on here convinced me to join the Tama Smart Gang. Actually, I think he was responding to the neck strap and six unique vinyl figures to add to my stepdaughter's anniversary party set smart for Christmas. The other two, Mamechi and Kuromechi, vinyl figures, something cards and merino are for me, exclamation point. This one is him writing again. Got the red and black X1. I'm liking the available roster much better on this version. Got a quest XAI of 6 today and charged through the battles. This little 0 year level 3 Pokemon just cleared area 8. I'm debating whether or not to try area 9 yet, LOL. Laughing face. These X's are so much more engaging. So fun. Now we're into more Reddit posts. This is vintage Japanese Tamagotchi. He says, I have an angel gochi that my stepdaughter wants as well. I'll probably end up gifting it to her since I was sent a pink one. that was mistakenly delivered to me instead of the white version I had ordered. And then another one, and these are both a year ago. My 11-year-old stepdaughter plays the smart, and that's a modern tama. That's all in Japanese. Once you start your way around the menus, it's easy to memorize. I hardly notice the Japanese anymore. It's pretty much a non-issue after a day of fooling around with it. So we're going to leave the Tamaguchis behind. And on that note, we were, you know, I was thinking of the grooming aspect and what is he exactly doing on there? And there's a lot of other Reddit posts from him. I just picked out those few for this video. But his name is also Sustanet on Instagram. We all know what goes on Instagram. Let's take a look at his private profile. He has 73 posts, 61 followers, and he is following 168, but we can't see anything. So now it's going to get a little bit darker. These are also things that he commented on Reddit. Under advice for teens. This is a post by someone who is now deleted. 18 days ago. You heard me. 18 days. My mom said she's going to kill me and then kill herself when we were arguing. And then this girl goes on to explain what's going on in her house. I don't know if this is Madeline or not. There's no way to verify it. A lot of people think that it is. I think some of the verbiage that's used kind of makes it seem like it's in another country, like head teacher and things like that. So I'm not going to make a huge deal out of that, but he does comment on that post. And the fact that he's even giving advice on a teen Reddit board is beyond me. So here's his response, whether that's Madeline or not, in that original post. He still replied, and this is what he said. Whether or not you think she'll follow through with the threats is irrelevant. This is not normal behavior, and something is seriously going on with your mother's mental health. You need to make use of the resources available to you and reach out to some professionals who specialize in these situations. Other commenters have provided links that affect already. Please make use of them because it's happened too many times already and she is going to snap at some point. Maybe on you, maybe not, but it won't be good for anyone involved. She needs help and so do you to get safe. Don't ignore this. These are not red flags or little warnings to be ignored. This is a loud air siren, and you need to take it seriously. As painful as it may be, because she's your mom, you need to act. What she is doing is abuse, plain and simple. There is no gray area here. She is violently abusive, verbally abusive, emotionally abusive, mentally abusive, all of it. And it sounds like a few of her immediate relatives are the same way towards you. The longer you stay in this situation, the worse off you'll be. Your mental health has already been affected by this, and the torment will only continue to add more layers of trauma and damage until you are just a broken person by the time you grow up. If she even lets you live long enough to grow up, get out. Here's some more advice from Stefan Stearns. My friends decided it was okay to pick me up in a stolen car without telling me. Stefan's comment. 6 months ago. Better than a cop flashing lights behind you, the driver trying to ditch them and ending up in a nasty wreck, followed by jail time. You made the right choice. You're not a pussy for having a few more brain cells than those absolute mouth breathers. They will end up in prison. And then we'll see who the pussy is when they are being used like one. Oh, the irony. This is from the Uber board on Reddit. Someone says 80 degrees and humid out and the driver won't turn on the air conditioner. He comments 6 months ago. Oh, cocksucker. I'm sure that's a familiar concept for you since your mom's mouth was the only reason your illiterate ass made it through school. Go on, Tex ass. Shut me up. This guy's a real charmer, isn't he? Question. What if you found a stash of pornographic magazines in your spouse's closet? Stearns replies. They had really great celebrity interviews, fashion tips, lifestyle articles, and general guy advice and knowledge that was useful and interesting. And tastefully nude women. It was really just an all-around guys magazine. I still have some of the specials from the early 2000s saved in an old box. I lost my V-card to a 37-year-old woman, and now a 14-year-old girl has reached out to me claiming I'm her father. 3 months ago, Stearns comments, paternity for absolute certainty, but I'm glad your wife is so understanding. Sounds like a great woman. And these things do happen. It's not like you knew or were trying to dip out on baby. So you are on high ground, so to speak. And who knows who else the mother might have been with besides you. Check out and fiance. So it's a roll of the dice at this point. The only thing certain is she isn't checkout's daughter or stepdad's. You did the right thing to tell your wife the situation and let her give you some insight and advice. That's the whole point of having a partner. You deal with these things together. I'm glad to hear the daughter, at least, has a reliable support system with uncle. And I hope she finds her dad, whomever it may be, if for nothing else, just to know. If she is the fiancé's child, I truly hope he does right by her. And if she's yours, it sounds like you already intend to do right. So kudos and good luck, sir. Moving on to more Reddit posts. He's in Guns, Guns, Guns under Easily Concealed 9mm. He gives advice that there are a lot of great micro nines out there. And he recommends a Sig Sauer P365XL. And Mr. Stearns says that it fits his hand like a glove, points very naturally, can accept optics, 12-round mags, and conceals great. I also have a Springfield Hellcat OSP, which I enjoy very much. Between the two, however, I am a bit faster on the draw and more naturally accurate with the Sig. So that's what I usually carry on a daily basis. But we'll switch to the Hellcat if I need something that is slightly more concealable for whatever reason. As the slightly smaller form with the Hellcat 11 RD mags helps with that. Both are optics ready and can accept the option of a small reflex sight if that's something you are interested in. Get on the internet, look up micro nines, decide on a few you'd like to check out and get out to the local shops and wrap your hands around some of them and see what feels good to you. I'm pregnant and I don't know what to do. 19 days ago, Stefan Stearns. Like it or not, this is something you may need some help with. You may be scared or embarrassed to talk to a trusted friend or family member, but it's probably the right thing to do. You need to get ahead of this. You need a game plan. You need support. That was also in Advice for Teens. In a previous live stream, we looked at Stefan Stearns' juvenile record. I'm going to replay that clip, but before I do, this is another post from Reddit. And this is just him replying to someone about having reactions to rides at Disney World. This is what Stefan had to say. I have an absolute boatload of PTSD, the results of a rather interesting life in my early days, and tightly enclosed attraction queues that are packed with people and noise tend to leave me extremely on edge and ready to snap after even 20 to 30 minutes. I'll literally leave the queue and not ride the ride at that point. And for that reason, I also have a DAS that I use when I visit parks on the day off. I have dated women as well who have mood disorders and other invisible disabilities and understand all too well the struggle that often comes with these. Now here's that clip about his juvenile record and him being deemed a ward of the court at age 12, 2 days before Christmas. So you see here, this is Sarasota County, and it says 1998 GA 003343 NC, and then it says closed Stephen M. Stearns, and it was filed on 12/23/98. I think he was 12 or 13. So isn't that weird that she turned, that Madeline turned 12 turning 13? But you can't read any of these documents because they're all protected because he was a minor. But if you look at the very first filing, petition for appointment of guardian of minor. He was born in 86. Thank you. So if he was born in 86, that would make him, this was what year again? 98, 12. And then this was closed on February 19th of 99. So it says petition for appointment of attorney ad litem. Whatever, if I said that wrong. Petition for approval of settlement, application to serve as guardian, oath of guardian, order appointing attorney ad litem. Then the attorney did a report, order appointing guardian of property of minor. Petition for order designating depository, reopen guardianship. A month later, they're reopening it. And then it says order designating depository, acceptance of designation as depository and receipt of assets. Then there's a transmittal letter, reopen guardianship again, letters of guardianship, petition for order designating depository. I don't even know what this means. And then it gets reopened again. Oh, did his parents die? Because there's financial stuff. Petition for authority to change investments in 02. Annual financial in 01, 02. Proof of service property. This is all financial stuff. 2004, waiver receipt consent, Stephen M. Stearns. And then in 04, it was discharged. Order of discharge filed and recorded. But he doesn't have any criminal, like doesn't say he was in trouble. I don't know. We can't see it, but it's interesting, isn't it? 2 days before Christmas. What the fuck happened? What happened to him when he was 12? 2 days before Christmas. This is like a Lifetime movie. And this is our final one, guys. This is Creepazoid. Star Wars Day was awesome. This was the scene at the Falcon at East around 8:55 p.m. And it looks like a cool picture with a bunch of lightsabers. But when you zoom in on it, you see Maddie and her mom. And here is another follow-up post to the lightsaber, and it says, it's in the lightsaber forum. My lightsaber got stuck 3 months ago. He says, that's what she said. I know it's impossible to possibly gauge the level of disgusting behavior that this guy had going on in his life. But let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. I'll see you in the next video. Be sure to check out my other videos and playlists for more true crime content. And if that's not enough, you can join our Patreon. Don't have a tinfoil hat? It's okay. We'll make you one. It's that easy. See you guys in the next video.
See you later. Bye.